Unit 2. It must belong to Carla. Section A.
Language goal. Make inferences.
1A. Look at the picture. Write the things you see in the correct columns in the chart.
1B. Listen and match each person with a thing and a reason.
Whose volleyball is this?
It must be Carla's. She loves volleyball.
How about this toy car?
Oh, that toy car must belong to Jane's little brother. He was the only little kid at the picnic. And the magazine must belong to Deng Wen. He loves cats.
Oh, and look, someone left a book.
Oh, yeah. This book must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite author.
Okay, and how about this CD?
The CD must belong to Grace. She always listens to classical music.
1C. Pair work. Practice the conversation in the picture above. Then make conversations using the information in the chart in 1B.
Whose book is this?
It must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite author.
2A. Bob and Anna found a backpack in front of their school. Listen and write down the things in the backpack.
Oh, look. Whose backpack do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school T-shirt.
Well, then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband, so the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the backpack could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's backpack. She has long hair, and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
2B. Listen again. Fill in the blanks.
Oh, look. Whose backpack do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school T-shirt.
Well, then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband, so the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the backpack could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's backpack. She has long hair, and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
2C. Fill in the blanks with must, might, could, or can't. Then tell your partner why you chose the words.
Grammar focus. Whose notebook is this?
It must be Ming's. It has her name on it.
Whose French book is this?
It could be Carol's. She studies French.
Whose guitar is this?
It might belong to Alice. She plays the guitar.
Whose T-shirt is this?
It can't be John's. It's much too small for him.
3A. Read the thank you message Linda wrote to Anna. Number the parts in order and find out the words you don't know.
Subject, thanks. From Linda.
Dear Anna, if you have any idea where it might be, please call me. I think I dropped it during the concert, so it might still be in the symphony hall. I tried to call you, but your mom said you were still at your optometrist appointment. I hope your new glasses look nice. I really need it because I have a math test tomorrow. It's crucial that I study for it because it makes up 30% of the final exam. I'm really anxious because I can't find my backpack. Thanks. Linda.
3B. Pair work. Talk about the words you don't understand. Use can't, must, could, or might.
What do you think anxious means?
Well, it can't mean happy.
It might mean worried.
Oh, yes. She's worried because of her test.
4. Pair work. Look at the things in the backpack below. Make guesses about the owner of the backpack. Write your ideas in the chart. Then talk about your ideas.
Here are some earrings. The owner can't be a boy.
Well, it could be a boy. The earrings might be a present for his mother.